Hello, everybody. Right here. Some of you are clicking over from the ministry's website or my personal site. You know me as Reverend Dr. Red from Spiritual Messiah Ministries. If I have any Christians that are listening to this, or anybody that is a little this way, that way, about the Christian faith, depending on which denomination you grew up in, and you would like to see some answers a little bit more in depth or from a different perspective, head over to spiritualmessiahministries.org. You will find hundreds of posts, and I've got some videos up there as well, hundreds of hours worth of video. What my ministry is trying to do is take things pre-Catholic, before the Catholic Church actually formed and started destroying a lot of the pre-Catholic Christian beliefs and decided that they were going to determine what's okay and what's not okay as far as Christian doctrine goes. But anyways, my name is Red Conrad. I'm a health enthusiast, and this podcast is going to discuss how to be completely well. Because it is possible to be healthy, but not well. Complete wellness incorporates your physical health, your spiritual health, your mental health, financial health, occupational health. Occupational health, financial health, for the most part, go hand in hand. And social and societal health. I'm going to be focusing primarily on your spiritual, physical, mental, financial, and occupational. Alright. Now, for anybody who might be listening to this that's new to the idea of wellness, what's meant by it's possible to be healthy and not be well is you can be physically healthy. Alright, there can be not a thing wrong with you. No autoimmune diseases, or anything of the light of that sort, but you could be suffering from a mental disability. You could be suffering from stress, whether it's work related, family related, whatever. Well, you're not well. All right. So that's what this podcast is going to be going over. It is directly connected to the blog that is on redconrad.com. Okay. Now, I probably should have said this about 3 minutes ago when I first started the podcast. This is basically just an introduction, because I know I've been saying that I was going to launch this post, this podcast about a month ago when I first launched the blog, running two side by side. Didn't quite go that way for, you know, a number of reasons, including the fact that there was an issue trying to get my converted podcast, because I didn't want to really have to record it at 5 minute segments at a time, and then get that audio converted to an MP3 file to upload to the Anchor FM platform, because I don't have a computer, laptop, tablet. I'm working straight off my cell phone, smartphone. I've been working strictly off of my smartphone for the past 9 years now, approximately. So, this is the official launch of the podcast, and you know, basically just the introduction to the podcast, which is going to be covered. Alright, so like I said, I'm going to be covering primarily your spiritual, mental, physical, I said that already, financial and occupational well-being, and how all that ties in. Alright, I don't exactly have set days that this podcast is going to be on. I also don't have, I'm not going to be aiming for a set length either. So some podcasts might, you know, be about an hour, like a lot of my videos are. Some could be a lot less than that. Some might only be about 5 minutes in length. Some, you know, could be about a half hour. It's really all going to depend. So if you, to make sure you don't miss any of these podcasts, if you're interested in what I got to say, if you're on Anchor, please click that follow button. Follow my station. If you have Facebook, follow the like the Red Conrad's Wellness Alternatives page. You can see all of our social media that I have set up over at redconrad.com. In the sidebar, you'll see different buttons. I think there's like two or three different Facebook buttons. Each of those Facebook icons, one goes to the wellness page, the other one goes to my personal profile, and I believe I also have one up there that goes to my pastoral page. I've also got my Twitter icon up there, so you can find me on Twitter. I've also got my Google Plus icon up there, so you can catch me on Google Plus. If you're on LinkedIn, you can find me on LinkedIn. So please, you know, if you're not on the Anchor platform, you just happen to be listening to this through a link somewhere or on the website, please find me on social media and follow me on social media so you don't miss any of these podcasts. Because as of right now, they're probably not going to be scheduled. They're just going to be popping up, and I will be sharing the link out between the website and social media. Now, what I want to get started is I want to tell you to please go over to redconrad.com, click on blog, because there I do have there's a series, an introduction series called I Am That I Am. In that series, I covered my story, and it's an introduction to me, all right? Because, yes, I'm going to be blunt, I'm going to tell you that that the whole purpose of this podcast is not just to inform you about what's going on and how you can better yourselves. I am going to be talking about products that I have to offer, which are also available through redconrad.com. These products include nutraceuticals, shakes, protein bars, wearables, as well as teas. They're all non-GMO, and in the future, hopefully within the next couple months, I'm also going to be bringing in a line of non-GMO and organic. All certified, coffees, more teas, and cocoa. And I'm also looking at adding to the selection all organic produce and household items and whatnot. That's probably going to be a little bit further down the road. I've already got the okay from the marketplace that I'm partnered with to go ahead, that I can go ahead and do that, but I got to get the website a little bit better set up and other things in the back end here set up to make those products available. Right now I have nutraceuticals, you know, your supplements, shakes, protein bars, wearables, and a small line of non-GMO teas available. And I'm going to be pushing, you know, the importance of, you know, taking these nutraceuticals. Because, well, let me give you a little bit back on myself first, all right? Like I said, go to redconrad.com, click on blog, and read the I Am That I Am series. You should see three posts there. The first two is called I Am That I Am, The Outcast. That covers my mental side of things. And then we have I Am That I Am, The Physical Side. That obviously covers my physical ailments, and I forget offhand what the third one was called, but that really goes into my experience so far on the products that I use, because I would never recommend products that I'm not using myself and trust myself. But let me go into a little bit about myself, all right, before you read the blog, or if you're clicking over there now, you can hear about it for a little bit about it, because I'm not going to go into the whole story. You got to, for the whole story, go to the blog. But I myself suffer from borderline personality disorder. It's not a personality disorder. It does go by another name now, today. I forget offhand what it's now being called. I have borderline personality disorder in my head, because back when I was diagnosed, that's what it was referred to as. Basically, what it is a severe depressive disorder. I also suffer from bipolar, dysthymia, which is another severe depressive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and OCD, and general anxiety disorder. All right. So I've been off and on medications. The last batch of medications I was on was Celexa, Lamictal, and Risperidone. All right, I no longer take any prescriptions. All right, I no longer take any prescription medication, and I'm never going to again because of what I learned. Now, I say I'm a health enthusiast because I'm on my way to becoming certified. I'm on my way to getting my degree. I'm not quite there yet. So I'm not going to say I'm a coach. I'm not going to say any of that stuff just yet. All I am is a health enthusiast, offer my advice, tips on the blog. There will also be recipes in the near future showing up, healthy recipes. So keep in mind that nothing that I say is to replace this advice from an actual licensed medical practitioner, you know, your doctor, counselor, what have you. Myself and my supplements, my products that I offer, are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any diseases, okay? I have to say that. That's important. You can take what I have to say, you know, with a grain of salt, but don't take it as medical advice. My statements is just simply to give you information based on my research and my story, how these products that I'm making available are helping me, how they're helping countless other people, and how they could help you. But they are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any ailments, regardless of what I say. And I will be saying, because of scientific research, that do back some ingredients. I might say that some things can be cured, such as type 2 diabetes can be cured. I will say things like that. That does not mean that my products are intended to treat, diagnose, or cure your ailments. It does not mean that I am intended to replace your doctor. Okay, that's not the idea here. This is just my opinions and my research. All right? Now that that's out of the way, I no longer take any old prescription medications because, you know, I've been into this health kick personally for a little over a decade now, trying to make myself better because I know I got a lot wrong with me physically. I also have diabetes. I have acute asthma. I have ulcers. I have a really serious infection that I've had for the past 16 years. It started out in one of my wisdom teeth. That tooth never got pulled like it was supposed to. The infection continued to grow and spread. It started running throughout my body. There has been no antibiotics that I've been able to get rid of it. Just when it flames up, the antibiotics might take it down a notch. And then, you know, 6 months later, it'll flame up again. Infection's not really gone. I have sciatica, nerve damage in my back. You'll read my story. I'm not having the physical side. That I did that at work. About 12 years ago now. I was working an overnight shift. We restocked the store where I was working at, and that night I was in the furniture department, and I got all the small pieces done. I didn't feel like waiting for anybody else to come and help me, so I tried lifting this thing myself onto the shelf, knowing damn well that it was a little big and a little heavy, and it's had right on the damn box, you know, team lift required, and then it had that little diagram showing where the two people were supposed to be positioned around the piece of furniture to properly lift it up. I didn't do that. I grabbed it from the middle and tried to lift it up and catty-cornered up onto the shelf, and all I heard was this loud snap, and I dropped to the ground in tears, where I laid for about 15, maybe 20 minutes before I was able to get up in a lot of pain. I was on painkillers for a while for that, prescribed by my doctor, but one prescription after the next kept on turning my skin yellow, or I was having some really weird allergic reaction to the pain medication. So I eventually just stopped taking the pain medication, and between it with the combination of over-the-counter pills and just really, you know, learning how to deal with the pain. So I went into this health kick trying to, you know, learn about healthier alternatives, more so for my personal health, my personal sake. And, so it's not like I don't know what I'm talking about, right? But based on more current research and what the products I have available through redconrad.com is doing for me, I feel the need that I gotta get this information out there to everybody. And you know, if I happen to make a sale along the way because somebody can relate to one of my stories and it gives them some relief, then, you know, not only am I making a few dollars, but I know that I'm helping somebody live pain-free or get a little bit better control over their depression or anxiety. Or maybe they're just looking to lose some weight or whatever it is they're looking for. And that's really what I'm after. So yes, I am looking to help all of you. And yes, if you do buy my products, I am making a couple of dollars off of the sale. But me earning a few dollars off of the sale of the products is just a bonus to helping you. That's my real goal here, is to help everybody, you know, achieve complete wellness. Now, one of the reasons why I'm no longer taking my prescription medications for my depression and my anxiety is because I don't like what I discovered about the prescriptions, not just these particular brands that I mentioned, but prescriptions in general. You know, there's a lot worse prescription medications out there than the ones I was on, including Ritalin. Ritalin is extremely dangerous. Adderall is extremely dangerous, more so than the medications that I was taking. But what I found, I didn't like. All right, the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors that push these medications are more or less misleading everybody. I mean, yes, they do help calm you down. You could lead a better life on the prescriptions. I mean, when I was on my medication, I did feel a little bit. I had better control than I normally do over my depression and my anxiety. It was a little bit easier for me to get out in front of people and do what I gotta do, whether it was working or something as simple as going food shopping. I was able to do that a little bit easier because of the medication. But what I discovered the medications are doing to your brain, I decided not to do that. Well, now I'm taking a nootropic formula, okay? All natural, non-GMO ingredients. The ingredients are derived from vegetation that's grown right here in America. It's all formulated in an FDA-approved facility right here in America, all right? And I've been taking this nootropic formula for a little while now, and it is helping. I mean, you're going to get the benefits a little bit slower than you would from pharmaceuticals, but the results will be there. I've been on it for a little while now, and in the very beginning, first couple of weeks of me taking this nootropic formula, it was debatable whether or not the nootropic was actually working or not. But now that I've been on it for a little while, I'm definitely starting to see some of the results. My stress is under control. My anxiety is under control. My depression is you know, getting there, getting under control. I'm able to focus a lot better than I used to be able to, all right? And this is with just the nootropic formula, no more prescription medications. Now, as far as my physical ailments go, this infection that I mentioned that I had for the past 16 years, I'm taking another nutraceutical from the same company, okay? I've been taking them now for, what is it, 4 months now? If you hear that chime in the background, just ignore that. Just some emails and whatnot coming through. I think I've been on the products now for 4 months. Well, this infection is actually clearing out, okay? A 16-year-long infection that antibiotics could not get rid of. These nutraceuticals are getting rid of. It's absolutely amazing. And on top of that, I'm also getting more energy throughout the day, and I'm also getting better sleep at night, which is also very important. If any of you suffer from anxiety or depression, you know how hard it is to have enough energy to get through the day or, you know, get some sound sleep. I mean, you'll sleep, but you wake up refreshed. I'm actually waking up refreshed, and I've got more than enough energy to go out about the day. So these products really are amazing. And I'm also finding pain relief from these products as well. My pain is still there. There are certain parts of the day that I will notice it, especially considering, you know, aside from being, you know, working in direct sales, I'm also a commercial fisherman. And I sell my own fish. And working on the boat, you know, you can only do so much of that, you know, bending over and whatnot before you're going to start feeling that. But it's not as bad as it usually is, which is a huge plus for me. Now, there's people that I know have been on these products a hell of a lot longer than I have been, and some of the benefits that they're seeing after being on the product for so long, will I see benefits that good? I don't know. Because the results are individual based, and with how much I had wrong with me before I started on the products, I honestly don't know how well I'm going to get, how well they're going to make me the longer I stay on them. But I do have very high hopes. And just the results I've been getting, you know, the past 4 months of being on them, I actually have energy to go out there, to go throughout the day. I'm not as anxious about, you know, being around people, whether I'm at work or you know, something as stupid as going shopping, because yes, I do have social anxiety like that. I don't like being around people. This is actually helping with that. It really is amazing. So if you're looking for more daily energy, if you're looking to get your stress under control, these products are it. Again, you can check them out at redconrad.com, redconrad.com. No, I'm not going to push the products every single podcast. Most podcasts, I'm going to try to keep, you know, general information, let you aware of what's going on. But I would like you to visit the website. I would like you to also follow the blog. So I'm gonna, like I said, the blog's gonna have a lot of recipes. I'm not doing recipes over the podcast. Only on the blog. Some podcasts will be interconnected with blog posts. Other times, the podcast will be on a completely different topic than the blog post is gonna be on. So to get the full spectrum of what I'm gonna be talking about, please follow the podcast and follow the blog. Also, follow me on social media, like I said. Now, this week, I don't think it's still fresh in my mind because I do my blog posts every Saturday, and today happens to be Saturday. I made my last edit last night to the post, and it went out early this morning. I covered, is your food really healthy? Which was a follow-up to last week's article, which was, are you really healthy? Now, what I basically covered in Are You Really Healthy is basically just that. Are you really healthy? Because, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, in the introduction, you can be well. I mean, you can be healthy, but not be well. You can feel good. If you're a bodybuilder or you're into fitness, you might look good. You know, you might have your six-pack, decent biceps, or, you know, if you're not a muscle builder, you might still be toned. And that's all fine and dandy. You might not feel like anything is wrong, but with the amount of crap that's in our foods, you know, you're not as healthy as your doctors are leading you to believe. You just feel healthy. With what the doctors are able to track, you appear healthy to the doctors. But you got to keep in mind that there is an agenda. All right, we're only kept as healthy as we need to be to make it through our 20, 30, 40 years of our work life. And then, you know, we have predisposed diseases that are going to kick in. So now we got to take all those medications for these diseases that are now kicking in. And then when they get bad enough and our loved ones or ourselves are drained of all of our income, you know, then we're killed. Either, you know, if we're on life support, that's turned off. If we're in hospice, they stop giving us our medicine. You know, you name it. It does happen. If you don't believe me about any of this, look it up. I believe I have links in that article. But look up if you don't believe me. This isn't a conspiracy theory. And if you think it's a conspiracy theory, just look at how many conspiracy theories were revealed as conspiracy fact over the last 10, 20 years. All right? Now, for me, my family is... I'm genetically predisposed to Parkinson's. I just lost my grandfather to Parkinson's disease. So even though right now I'm only suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, my sciatica, and a few mental ailments that apparently I was also genetically predisposed to, being the bipolar. The bipolar runs in the family. My aunt's got bipolar. I'm trying to not only better myself now and stop the progression of the ailments that I have now, but I'm trying to prevent the onset of Parkinson's in my future. I'm also trying to prevent the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's, which takes me right into this week's topic, is your food really healthy? Because what's been discovered is a lot of vaccinations, which would include the flu vaccine, a lot of antibiotics, all right, a lot of prescription medications, all of that is linked to the onset of dementia. And about 50 to 60% of those who develop dementia go on to develop Alzheimer's. These diseases are preventable. All these diseases are preventable through proper nutrition. All right, because unfortunately, we can't control much of what we consume. All right, even if you're out there buying non-GMO foods or organic foods, as is your food really healthy? Points out, I have a whole list on the bottom of that post of big food companies and then the non-GMO organic brands that each of them own. Now, if you buy the organic brands owned by big food, you're getting organic food. Organic is legally defined. But at the same time, you're putting money in the parent company's pockets. And each of those parent companies have spent millions of dollars to fight against GMO labeling on our food products. All right, so by buying these organic brands owned by Big Food, you're actually supporting the fight against us knowing what's in our food. You're also supporting the consolidation of the organic industry. Now, as far as the non-GMO brands owned by Big Food, you're really taking a huge risk because a lot of the non-GMO brands that White Wave bought out, they've actually started replacing a lot of those non-GMO ingredients with GMO ingredients for the simple purpose of White Wave doesn't care about people. White Wave cares about profits, as does their parent company. And I forget off the top of my head who owns White Wave. They are owned by an even bigger company. That is in the post, Is Your Food Really Healthy? Over at redcomer.com in the blog, this week's blog post. So you can see it there. But that's nothing new, all right? A lot of non-GMO brands or organic brands that get bought out by Big Food literally fight to hold on to their personality. And all too often they lose. All too often these non-GMO brands or organic brands, because of the parent company, becomes all about profits instead of people. So if you know anybody that owns a non-GMO food company or an organic food company, push them not to sell to Big Food. If they don't want the business no more, they have to sell out. Have them find another company, another small independently owned company that's along their same lines, and have them make an offer for purchase that other company can't refuse, even if they're not looking to make a purchase of another company. All right? And if you know somebody that owns a food company, but they're not quite on the non-GMO or organic mindset, push them there. Okay, tell them the importance of using strictly non-GMO or organic ingredients. Now, because of this consolidation of the organic food industry, and because of how many non-GMO brands being bought out by Big Food lose their identities, and the fact that, we don't have GMO labeling just yet, at least not the way I'd like to see it across the country. We don't know for certain what's actually in our foods. We don't know for certain where it's coming from. And then there's also this loophole with eggs where, you know, organic chickens and organic eggs don't necessarily, the hens don't necessarily have to have complete outdoor access. A lot of them are getting around that by, you know, sticking them on porches where they can see the outside. They can get the outside air, but that's about it. So because we don't really know what's actually in our food, or what the animals that is providing us with our meat, what they were actually fed, they actually ate, which would be in the meat that we're now buying to consume, it is important to take dietary supplements for the nutrition that you're not getting in these food products. We're going to have to say the nutrition is there, but what form is nutrition in? Because here's the thing. The nutrients, the vitamins and minerals, they need to be in a form that our body can absorb. All right, which is why a lot of supplement brands you see in these supermarkets are a waste of money. Because, yeah, they might have those supplements in there that they say that they used in their supplement, but the nutrients aren't of the right form that our bodies can absorb, number one. Number two, if you're diabetic, it's going to be a lot harder for you to absorb anything that is formulated properly for our body to absorb. All right, it's just in the nature of being diabetic. It's how our bodies operate. Which is why it's really important that not only is the nutrients of a form our bodies can actually absorb, but that the supplement is formulated properly to guarantee maximum absorption. All right, and yes, I'm about to go into my products again. My products are formulated to guarantee maximum absorption. My diabetes is pretty bad, so the fact that I'm actually getting results from taking these supplements, I can tell you that obviously my body is absorbing these supplements. How much? I don't know. But a good chunk of these nutrients are being absorbed because they're specially formulated to guarantee maximum absorption. Each of the ingredients are micronized to guarantee maximum absorption. And it is ultra, ultra, ultra important, whether it's my brand or you find another brand that's all Nanjingmo organic with micronized ingredients. It is important to take supplements because this nutrition, through pure premium nutrition, your body will be able to fix itself. Your body will be able to work in peak performance, which is important because when your body's working in peak performance, you will have the extra energy to get through the day. You will be able to fight off anxiety and depression easier. You will be able to fight off stress a little bit easier. Not every little thing will stress you out. All right, you'll have a healthier heart, you'll have healthier lungs, your overall body will be healthier, and you'll be able to possibly prevent the onset of diseases in the future. Well, a lot of diseases that kick in when you know we become elderly, like Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, you might be able to prevent them yourself through starting on proper nutrition today. So, whereas it is important, I feel it's important to eat non-GMO organic when you can. Excuse me. It's also important that you make sure that those foods are coming from independently owned businesses, independently owned brands. And if they're not, to supplement your diet with a proper non-GMO or organic dietary supplement, so that your body is getting the nutrients that it needs, so that instead of being just healthy enough to get through life, and then once we hit that age, we're going to start, our health's going to start plummeting, and Big Pharma, the government, whoever you want to say, is going to continue making dollars off of us because now we're on this regimen of 20, 30, 40 different medications every day. You can prevent that with an investment in your health today. Where, you know, now you're elderly, but you just worked your whole life, right? You managed to save up enough money to afford retirement, and you're healthy enough to actually enjoy your retirement, to enjoy your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to, you know, where you can still wake up early in the morning and not be tired until later in the evening, so you can actually go out and go with your family to national parks and go canoeing, bike riding, adventure parks, sports parks, whatever it is you and your families are into. Instead of, well, now you're 60, 70 years old, you're finally able to retire, you'd love to enjoy the grandkids and the great-grandkids, but you're suffering from dementia, or you have full-blown Alzheimer's, or you got Parkinson's, or your diabetes is that bad, you don't have the energy to, you know, wake up early enough in the day and keep going late enough in the day. So the only time you get to see your family is when they have time to come visit you. You can avoid all that. I mean, knowing what my grandfather went through as his health got worse, I don't want to see that myself. And I don't want to see anybody have to go through that. I wouldn't wish that kind of suffering on my worst enemy. All right? Well, taking care of yourself, knowing what's in your food, trying to only eat properly is very, very important. I'm not saying you can't have snacks. What I am saying is you can have healthier snacks. Like these recipes that are going to be popping up on the RedConnor.com blog in the near future. A lot of them is going to be, you know, healthier recipes like your homemade granola bars or homemade pies, apple pies, pumpkin pies, things like that. But with very small alterations to recipes, you can actually have a good-for-you cake, a good-for-you brownie. Obviously, you don't want to, you know, make one of these healthier cakes or healthier brownie recipes and then, you know, overindulge and eat half the brownie pan or half the cake by yourself. It's just a healthier alternative. So instead of having a slice of the crap cake you get in supermarkets or a slice of the crap cake you can make yourself through Betty Crocker or Pillsbury or some of the other brands from supermarkets, it'll be a healthier alternative to that. So you can still have your cake, you can still have, you know, that slice of cake, but it's healthier for you. If you're diabetic, the sugars won't hit you as fast. You know, it's not going to, oh my gosh, I have this cake and now I'm going to pass out. Now I got these cold sweats going on. You're not going to have to worry about that. It's healthier alternatives. You will, so I'm not saying you can't have dessert. You can. There's healthier ways of doing it. I will be posting healthier recipes up there, so you can still have a cake. You can still eat brownies. You can still eat a lot of these other desserts. You just got to make it yourself and use you know, healthier ingredients. It's that simple. And, you know, if you follow this podcast, what you're going to learn is, you know, not just the importance of your foods, your diet, and the dietary supplements. And excuse my constant clearing of my throat and coughing. It's my, it's a combination of my acid reflux and my ulcers, which unfortunately these nutraceuticals are still working on. I do believe that it will be healed. It's just I've got so much wrong with me, and I've only been on the nutraceuticals for 4 months now. So, you know, the nutrition is trying to go in too many different directions at the moment. But anyways, on top of seeing why it's important to, you know, look at what's in the food and what brands are healthy as opposed to what brands aren't healthy, because I will go into that in the podcast. You're also going to discover that if you eat the way I suggest to eat, right? You only eat the brands that I recommend. You use my brand of supplements. If you drink tea, can you use my brand of teas? If you're a big coffee drinker, you only drink organic. Like I said, I will be offering an independently owned organic coffee, so you know it really is organic. That also offers additional teas to what I have available now, as well as cocoa in the coming months. So you can switch to And I've got another organic coffee brand now if you'd like, but when I launch these organic coffees and cocos here in a few months, this brand, you at least you'll know, is actually organic. They are internally owned. They're a brand new company. They've only been around a couple months now. 6-7 months, I believe. And I will have their products available here shortly. You only go organic. You're going to realize that you don't have to change up your diet. Alright? You don't have to go on a diet, I should say. Just by switching out your Tyson chicken, for example, with a more organic chicken. By switching out your cakes and brownies and other desserts for these healthier, do-it-yourself homemade recipes. By adding my supplements to your diet, which, you know, a lot of them you can do within your first 20 minutes when you wake up in the morning. We also have non-GMO, all-natural energy drinks and other beverages available that you can use throughout the day. Just by doing that, not only are you going to realize the benefits that I'm experiencing, you know, like I said, better sleep, better energy throughout the day, my stress, anxiety, and depression is all coming under control. This infection that I've been fighting for the past 16 years and getting worse is going away. If you're overweight and you've been struggling to lose that weight, just by making these few simple changes, alright? Not going on any of these stupid diets that say you can't eat this, you can't eat that. Just by making these simple changes, you're still eating what you always have, just a healthier version of, and adding some of these non-GMO dietary supplements to your diet, you're going to realize that you're dropping those pounds, but you're dropping those pounds healthy, in a healthy manner. Because a lot of those diets, the reason why you might lose weight, but then the weight comes back, or you don't lose weight at all, or you gain weight instead of losing weight, is because your body isn't allowed to do what it's supposed to do. By switching out to the healthier variety, and by adding my non-GMO supplements to your diet, your body is going to be going into a natural ketosis, state of ketosis, which basically means your body's not going to be attacking itself, because your body's going to have all the nutrition that it requires. So you're going to find that you might be spending a little bit more for the non-GMO or organic variety, but you're also going to be eating less because you're hungry less, because your body's getting all of the nutrition that it needs out of each of those meals that you're eating throughout the day. 3 square meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In each of those meals, if you follow my recipes and if you utilize my supplements, you're going to find in about 48 weeks, some people might be 12 weeks, excuse me. Some people may be 12 weeks. You're going to find that whereas you might have been eating small meals throughout the day, or you'd have a breakfast, then you need to munch halfway to lunch, then you have your lunch, and you got to have another snack before dinner, then you have dinner, then you have another snack before bed. You're going to find that you're not going to need to do that, because your body's going to go into a state of natural ketosis. All the nutrition you need to get your day going is going to come from taking the nutraceuticals in the morning with your breakfast and eating a non-GMO organic breakfast, right? And that's going to carry you right through to lunch. And then you have a non-GMO organic lunch. And your body's going to do it again. And then that's going to kick you all the way up to dinner. And then your body's going to do it again. Now, if you want to have dessert after dinner, that's fine. If you want to eat a snack before you go to bed, that's fine. But, I can tell you from personal experience, I used to eat a lot. All right? I used to be hungry, all day. I probably have about 4 or 5 meals a day. No, I don't mean small meals. I mean meals. Like my plate's full meals. I ate about 4 or 5 of them a day, with snacks in between, and a snack before I went to bed. The past 4 months, I think I've actually been getting by on about maybe 2 meals a day, and you know, breakfast. I'll eat breakfast and I'll eat dinner. Those are my meals. And then about lunchtime, I don't really need lunch. I just you know, munch on a small snack, a healthy snack. That's my lunch. And sometimes I will have a dessert after dinner. Now this podcast is getting a little longer than I wanted the introduction to be. I hope all this made sense to you. I hope you got across what I was trying to get, what I'm trying to get at here. No, I'm not going to deliberately, bluntly, self-heartedly, you know, promote my products every single podcast. I want this podcast to be more information than anything else. So, if anything I've said in this podcast made sense to you at all, I hope it did, please follow the podcast. I will try to make my next podcast be a little bit better than this one. A few times I was thinking about, you know, starting this one over again, but I'm not going to do that because I'm going to, you know, ramble on and say what I'm going to say anyways. I don't want it to sound like I'm scripted either. And just because, you know, this was supposed to be like an introduction to the podcast, I wanted to get a little bit of what I do in. I wanted to get a little bit of my story in. I wanted to get a little bit of what I've covered so far on the blog in. I think I've done all that. So I guess I'm going to close out with, again, I'm going to ask you to please follow my podcast. I hope I can promise that my next episode will be a little bit more, you know, singular topic oriented than this one was, a little bit more organized. So please follow the podcast. Please follow my blog. Follow me on social media. Again, the website is redconrad.com. And for those of you that are that did listen this far into the podcast, knowing that this podcast is primarily covering your spiritual health, mental health, physical health, occupational health, and financial health, what topics would you like me to cover? In other words, say you're more so into the physical health. Physically speaking, what would you like me to specifically cover? What would you like to hear more information about? You know, like, such as, like, if you suffer from a specific ailment, do you want more information on that specific ailment? You know, things of that nature. So, what specific topic would you like me to cover on this podcast? On top of that, is there anything specifically about me you'd like to know? But please keep it related to the podcast, all right? Don't ask me stupid shit like how much money I'm making or what kind of car I'm driving or where I live. You know, keep it on topic. I mentioned that I'm a pastor of a ministry. I mentioned the different topics I'm going to be talking about. You know, keep it related to that, all right? So, one, what topic would you like to hear more about on this podcast? Two, is there anything about me, my story, you'd like to hear more about? And I'm going to add a third question for you. Did any of this podcast make any kind of sense to you at all whatsoever? Do you feel inclined to continue listening to this podcast, or do you feel that this podcast episode was so disorganized, kind of all over the place? It's that obvious. I didn't really organize my thoughts. I just kind of jumped up on here and started recording. That you don't feel obligated. That you don't feel the want to follow my podcast and continue listening to my podcast. All right, those are the three questions I have for you. I'm looking forward to your answers to those three questions. I'm looking forward to seeing you on my in future podcast episodes. I'm going to sign off now. Again, redconrad.com, follow the blog, follow the podcast, catch me on social media. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening this far. I greatly appreciate if you made it this far. And that's that for the official launch of the podcast. Completely disorganized, completely all over the place. Thank you greatly for listening. And until next time, God bless.